The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for, professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Well, hello.
Welcome back.
I'm Leanne Morgan, comedian, and you are
Karen Nickel, nurse
very
practitioner.
Very thin. I know, Karen Nickel. I'm so tickled to be back with you today.
Yeah.
Thank you for my coffee.
Thanks for my beauty gifts. Well, we need
welcome.
To talk about that foot stuff to our listeners.
Oh, yeah. If you have never heard of Babyfoot is one of the products, and then there's also.
Sorry, people. I just dragged my headphone across that mic. I bet that sounded good.
Babyfoot is a product. It costs more. It's like $25. You can get it at Target or you can get it at Amazon.
Uh-huh.
I know products because me and my daughter, my youngest, mm-hmm. and she's a makeup artist. We've got way too many products, and yeah. we talk about products all the time, and I have been raised in a beauty shop. I've raised my children in a beauty shop, and honey, on a good product. But we love this Changing Magic Foot from Ulta. Tony Moly. Is that how you say it? Tony Moly is the brand?
Yeah. I guess that's how it's just...
But you put
Japanese?
These booties.
It was Korean. So. It's Korean.
You put these booties on your feet and mm-hmm. then put socks over them. And I think it says on there to leave them on for an hour. But I think, honey, get up and watch you some Handmaid's Tale for 2 hours is what I say. Let it stay on as long as you can and lay up yeah. in the bed with your dogs. And then you take this off and wait about 6 days, 5 to 6 days. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
Don't be going to a black tie event in about yeah. 5 to 6 days because your feet are going to shed sheets of skin off the bottom of your feet.
Yeah.
You're going to lose it. It is so fun.
Yeah, this is called Magic Foot Peeling Shoes. This one. This brand.
Oh, yeah. It will set you on fire.
Yeah. And it's a high level of hydroxy acid. So, you know, you might want to consult your dermatologist before you use it. But if you have any skin
yeah.
issues or sensitivities, you know. But,
and then
yeah.
my Tess, who's the makeup artist, she'll say she likes to take a bath, soak her feet.
Get them soft.
Get them soft, honey, before you put those boots on. And you talking about... You don't need anything on a Friday night in about 5 to 6 days if you can plan it to where you can stay home and just peel your feet off.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. It's kind of like when their daddy used to, my kids, oh Lord, would have earwax. And Chuck loves, I think he wanted to be a dermatologist. He just picked at them like he was a mother gorilla. Like he was a silverback. The silverback male is the one that picks in their hair. He would pick at my children and they'd be like, Daddy, don't do that. I'm in the middle school pickup line. That's embarrassing. But he got an ear candle one time. Charlie was taking golf lessons and he did the ear candle, said, you know, burn it. Mm-hmm. And then do that over a child's ear in the parking lot of the golf. Anyway, it was very traumatic for Charlie. But anyway, Chuck was like, no, I'm getting that earwax out. But it's kind of like that thing. It's like an earwax candle where you're like, this is gross, but fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
anyway.
It's so funny that you gave me this because I've been thinking about getting one of these and giving it a try. I had a patient come in for her physical, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and her feet were peeling sheets of skin off. And I just looked at her and I said, what disease process do we have going on? Oh my God. And she said, I used the one she used, I guess it's called baby feet. But
yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I've seen what I've seen it in process.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
I know. Very cool.
I'm excited.
Oh, good, my darling. We were going to talk about today inflammation.
Yes, indeed.
Which is a big deal.
Common problem.
But inflammation, okay, where does inflammation come? What causes inflammation? And I want to talk about, you know, me. I make it all about me, my inflammation stories. But where does inflammation, what causes that?
Well, inflammation is supposed to happen in your body. That's actually how we, our body heals.
Oh.
Because when we have something go wrong inside our body, it triggers an immune response. And in that, with that response comes inflammation, and that triggers a healing process. So that's, for instance, why, say you have a steroid injection in your knee or some procedure to your joint. They tell you don't take an anti-inflammatory after surgery because they want that inflammation there for healing. Where we get into trouble is when we have chronic inflammation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, osteoarthritis is a chronic inflammatory process. Of course, autoimmune diseases create chronic inflammation. How we eat creates chronic inflammation. So we want the inflammatory process intermittently for, you know, to heal our body. But we don't want it constantly because that's when we start having lots of symptoms. Mm-hmm. So like your plantar fasciitis or your, you
Lord,
know.
Lord, that plantar fasciitis. I said on stage last week in Austin about when Chuck and I went to see Journey and Def Leppard at Thompson Bowling Arena that I was going to take a video, like, because my manager says all the time, you need to be doing Instagram stories. So... Yeah, because that's what all everybody's doing, and it's so overwhelming and exhausting. But anyway, I thought, oh, I'll do an Instagram story of us walking out of Def Leppard and Journey. I took film, and everybody was our age, and I'm 53, and everybody was walking out. Like their feet were hurting, like they had plantar fasciitis, and I thought, I can't put this video up. What if somebody recognizes himself? And goes, why did Leanne around. Take up? Yeah, was Leanne making fun of me? Everybody was hobbling around. And I've been there when I've had plantar fasciitis. But people in Austin laugh so hard because it was middle-aged people there that night. And they were like, oh, my gosh, everybody in here has got plantar fasciitis. Okay, yes. You know, when I first saw you, I said, my feet are killing me. Yeah. And you said, well, do you have a gluten thing? And I was like, oh. Mm. And you said, I bet you do. And so you had me tested, and I did. And then, you know, that I did what you said for about 6 months, went off of gluten, dropped 20 pounds.
Yeah.
And then spotted a tortilla and got in a bad place, and got back up on the gluten. And have fought the gluten monster for ever since. But I know, like I had another big flare up. And thought, I've broken my foot. That's how bad it hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to another, like, I had to go at night. You weren't available, you know, because you don't work at night. And then, so I went to this, it was hurting so bad. And this guy put me in a boot. And I said, it's plantar fasciitis. He goes, it's plantar fasciitis. I go, yeah. And I got to get off the gluten. He goes, that has nothing to do with it. And I thought, you're an idiot. So... And you know, you put me in physical
therapy. Smiling all the while.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'll just go off white bread and this thing will go away. But anyway, I went to physical therapy.
Yep.
And over it. And I've also, at another time that I had inflammation in my 40s, my thumb hurt so bad that it was crazy. Just my thumbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to an orthopedic and he goes, that's a thing. With 40-something-year-old women, and he goes, you need to go to the Walgreens and get you a little black
wrist
thing to wear, which is so attractive. And he said, but take anti-inflammatories, blah, 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 blah. If I don't eat gluten, my thumbs don't hurt. Right.
Yeah.
But if I'm eating a lot of gluten, my knees hurt, my butt hurts, my hips hurt, my back, And my sister and I were talking about that the other day. She loves Hayley Pomeroy, the fast metabolism diet, but it's very no dairy and no bad grains, no gluten.
Right.
and she will have horrible knee pain, all this stuff. It goes away when she eats a certain diet. So yeah. I know that's true. I know it is, Miss. Mm-hmm. I know it is.
Yeah, so definitely what we eat makes a big difference. One of the blood tests that I offer at my clinic is a test from a company called ALCAT, A-L-C-A-T. And it can look at up to 237 different food intolerances, food colorings, food additives, environmental chemicals.
So you mean other things? It may not be gluten for everybody.
Right.
There's other things that...
Right. And this test is looking for intolerance, basically an inflammatory response versus a histamine response, which is what an allergy is.
Yeah.
So when we get allergy testing, you know, they do that prick testing on your back with a bunch of little needles. They're looking for a histamine response, which is also inflammatory, but it's specifically when we treat that, we're treating with, you know, immunotherapy or allergy shots to try to decrease the histamine response. This is looking for an antibody response that triggers inflammation. And because we don't rotate our foods well, you know,
with what's in season,
yeah,
how God intended it,
right. And what's available in your area, you know. I mean, now we can eat a plum year-round. We can get a plum from somewhere in the world.
Yeah. Guatemala.
Yeah. Probably, yeah. Most likely.
Is that why, like, Trader Joe's has a big stalk full of, like, it's growing on it, the Brussels sprouts, because Brussels sprouts are in season right now, right?
Yeah.
In the winter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it, you know, if we ate more seasonal foods, like sometimes when you, if you are part of a food co-op.
Yes.
You know, where you're getting locally grown vegetables, eggs, whatever. You know, in the wintertime, you'll just get kale and Brussels sprouts, you know, a bunch of root vegetables. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So doing a food co-op is a good way to rotate your foods because you're only going to get what's in season.
Yeah. That would be a good Christmas present.
That would be.
Is to put somebody in a co-op.
Yeah.
So that they would get healthy foods.
Yeah. That is a good idea.
Especially for your children. I know. You know, your grown kids.
Yeah. As long as they just don't end up with a stack of boxes of rotten vegetables. Cause yeah. They
or they'd say, come over, Mom. We're cooking. I want to be with you. you know, my son cooks
happen.
All the time. He cooks for his wife every night of the
world.
Nice. I think he would enjoy that.
Yeah, he would. Oh, yeah, your son would like that. I bet.
Oh, and you know what he didn't use? He would can because he's an old soul from heaven. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so food.
Yeah, so, you know, because we eat, and I think we start it young. I mean, where kids will get fed peanut butter sandwiches every day.
Yes.
Or, you know, chicken nuggets every day. So, you know, it's best if we can rotate our foods, you know, where we're only eating something, say like apples, once every 4 or 5 days. And that's the other problem is the way we grocery shop. You know, when I lived in New York City all those years, on my way home, I stopped at the bakery, and I stopped at the vegetable market and the meat market and picked up whatever looked good
for that day.
Yeah, for that day. And now we go in with and pick up, grab a cart that's bigger than the planet and go through and buy 2 weeks of groceries, and we eat the same thing for 2 weeks because we bought 2 weeks of groceries.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, this ALCAT testing tells you if you have a severe, moderate, or mild intolerance to a food, or like I said, other things like medicinal herbs or environmental chemicals, food additives and colorings. And that way you can eliminate reactive foods and other items from your life and intake, food intake. And that reduces inflammation. So
let me ask you this real quick, because I know you told me not that I'd ever want to just get on a big gluten tear and stay on it the rest of my life, but if you eliminate things for a certain amount of time, then you don't seem to have such a bad time with it.
Right.
Like 6 months, like if you take to get something out of your diet for 6 months.
Right. Yeah. So the recommendation for that particular, those testing results are to eliminate severe and moderate intolerances for 6 months, eliminate them entirely. And the mild intolerances you can keep in your diet, but limit how you eat them. You know, don't eat them more often than every 4 or 5 days. And then at 6 months, you can start reintroducing them one at a time and just see, you know, how you respond. If you feel fine, then you can keep that food in your diet. If it triggers whatever symptoms you had before eliminating those foods, then you need to be off of it longer. And the symptoms people present with are varied. Like, I will recommend it to people who have chronic migraines, joint and muscle pain, obviously GI symptoms like IBS type symptoms, irritable bowel type symptoms, just chronic fatigue. Because the problem is when we're eating foods that cause inflammation every day, sometimes the specific symptoms get muddied and you get sort of generalized symptoms and you don't get a clear cause and effect. Like if I eat, you know, corn chips, this happens, you know? So, once you've eliminated it, the food, and then you reintroduce it, you're likely to get a very specific response, like joint pain or bowel
irritable symptoms. Yeah. Diarrhea.
So it's easier to say, oh gosh, I can't eat that right now. You know, I've got to keep that out of my diet right now. But when you have general symptoms, it's like you can't pinpoint what it is that's triggering it.
Is there anything in particular that people have a problem with that triggers inflammation? Or is it different for everybody?
The results of the test, for instance?
Are there certain foods that are just a booger, you know, for most people?
Well, the most common foods to cause inflammation are gluten, soy, egg, and dairy. So if you didn't want to do a test like that, you could do an elimination diet where you first eliminate gluten, see how you feel, and then if you're still having symptoms, eliminate those other groups. But it's interesting because everybody on the ALCAT testing, everybody's different depending on what they tend to eat the most. I had one woman who in her severe category were tomatoes, jalapenos, cilantro, and what else do we? And lime.
And so she was sitting and eating a bunch of pico de gallo.
She ate salsa every day, and she's like, "I can't. What? I won't be able to eat my salsa." But it was so clear that that was her. That was something that she ate.
She's sitting down at Dongao with a margarita. Eating chips and
It was like it was just a recipe for salsa. It was interesting. It was really interesting. She was not too happy about that, but you know, that's what happens when we just overexpose. You know,
autoimmune. I turn around and everybody's getting diagnosed with an autoimmune. What is up with that?
Well, definitely women are more commonly affected by autoimmune disorders, and it's an immune system gone haywire where your body is attacking itself in different areas. I mean, different autoimmune diseases have different points of attack. So, you know, things like scleroderma and Sjogren's, it's more connective tissue kind of thing. So we tend to have skin, mucous membrane problems. That's why the skin dryness, mouth dryness, and then something like rheumatoid arthritis more impacts the joints. You know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is a autoimmune disorder where you're attacking your thyroid gland. So it's just you know, it's just a dysfunctional immune process.
Can people take care of that through the foods and their lifestyle?
Well, one thing I would say is that autoimmune disease, the process creates inflammation. And so anything you can do to eliminate or reduce inflammation will help the symptoms. Typically will help the symptoms. So it can never hurt to try to do an anti-inflammatory type diet. And you know, if you might, people can see online, you can see all over the place information on a Hashimoto's diet, but which is basically an anti-inflammatory diet to help reduce the production of those thyroid antibodies. So, yeah, so the inflammation can be reduced by reducing or eliminating foods that cause inflammation, and that can be determined through a test like ALCAT testing. If you don't have access to that or the finances to complete a test like that, because it's often not covered by insurance, I'd say most of the time is not covered by insurance, then, you know, eating whole foods versus processed foods, you know, eating whole foods and not eating the same thing every day, all those things, that would help.
That would help.
Yeah.
Are there medications and things, all right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
My little daddy, who's a worrywart, will go, don't be taking all that ibuprofen. Because my mom will go out to eat, and my mom will get, she holds her purse in her lap, and I'm getting to where I'm like a meemaw where I just sit and hold my purse in my lap. But, and she'll say, who needs an ibuprofen before we, like they'll go. Say, what do y'all want to drink? Lucille will immediately go, who wants an ibuprofen? And I'll say, I need a Pepsi. So she'll have Pepsi, ibuprofen, all these things in a ibuprofen bottle. And thank goodness she knows what everything is, because yeah, we could all OD on something. She could end up giving us five Benadryl and we'd all die. But she's got all kinds of pills. She go, oh, yes, that's a Pepsi. That's an ibuprofen. Who needs an ibuprofen? I'm getting to where I go, I need an ibuprofen.
Why not?
So, and then my dad will go, Lucille, quit giving everybody those ibuprofens. Like, you know, she's giving us dope. But what is too much ibuprofen? Because is that a thing where you could take too much?
Yeah. And I want to talk about over the counter anti-inflammatory options, prescription, and supplement options. Ooh. For inflammation. And I'm going to do that right after we take a little break.
Oh, I love it when you talk supplements.
I know. Because I want to give everybody an opportunity to hear about other podcasts that are produced by Scruffy Audio Network, because they've got some great ones you can listen to. And so let's take a break, hear about those.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about what we can do about that inflammation.
Hey, it's Miranda with Talk Stranger, the podcast where we meet with strangers and we discuss subjects from paranormal to true crime to old story fairy tales to people who are blue that live in the mountains of Kentucky. It's weird. So look for us and listen to us wherever you can find a podcast, or don't. I mean, I don't care. Either or. It would be nice, but you don't have to.
Okay, welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about your ibuprofen question, first of all.
Okay.
So ibuprofen is what we call a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. So it brings down inflammation, but it's not a steroid like prednisone. And the abbreviation for that is NSAID. And so you may hear that term frequently. So ibuprofen, which branded Advil, Motrin, and naproxen, which is branded mm-hmm. Aleve,
mm-hmm.
are non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, NSAIDs. And those are very effective at bringing down inflammation quickly.
I think so, too. I love an ibuprofen.
And although there are people who take those medications every day, they... they're best if used intermittently mm-hmm. as needed, because daily use of NSAIDs, including Advil or Aleve, or our prescription NSAIDs that are available, like Meloxicam, which is branded Mobic, or Celebrex, or, well, Celebrex is in a little bit different category, but, and Diclofenac, Toradol, all these NSAIDs, when used daily, can cause gastric or stomach ulcers or gastritis.
Yeah.
It can, cause erosion of the lining of the stomach or esophagus, so which can lead to a bleeding from that site, which can lead to anemia. Anyway, that's a big problem. So a lot of times, if you are taking an NSAID every day, it's beneficial to be on some stomach protective medication like Nexium or Prilosec. So that's something to consider. Used as needed, occasionally, we don't have to worry about those things. The other thing about using it every day of your life is it's very hard on the kidney because it is metabolized through the kidney.
Oh.
So we have to watch kidney function in people who use NSAIDs daily. And then we also have topical NSAIDs. You know, we have diclofenac gels. And so you can put it directly on the joint, let's say, and get relief with much, much reduced systemic absorption. And then we have some supplements that can reduce inflammation. And it's a different approach. It's not going to be as immediate mm-hmm. benefit, but definitely some supplements help with that. One of them is a product called glutathione. Glutathione is a peptide that comes mostly from plants, and it's very good at, it's a really potent antioxidant. So it eliminates free radicals in the body that cause inflammation. It reduces the oxidation of our cholesterol, which oxidized cholesterol is also very inflammatory. So it's best, glutathione, which is GLUTATHIONE, glutathione is best used if it's topical because it tends to break down too much if we take it orally.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So you can get glutathione creams over the counter that you would apply to your wrist daily, where real absorptive area. And then there is a website called PatchMD.
Oh, yes, we're on fire about this.
So PatchMD has a glutathione patch. I know you didn't know that.
No, I didn't, because I've just gotten turned on uh-huh. to the PatchMD.
Yeah.
.com.
Yeah.
And I was on fire because I told you it came up on my Facebook, and it's got melatonin, uh-huh. a patch to help you sleep better,
uh-huh.
premenstrual, PMS patches.
Uh-huh.
And then and menopause nighttime, menopause daytime yep. symptoms. Okay, then I saw where the reason why they came out with them to begin with were for bariatric patients mm-hmm, mm-hmm. so they could absorb vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Because they reduce what they're eating and they don't always get the, I don't even know what all that is. But anyway, that set me on fire.
Yeah.
So yeah. You like those.
Yeah. And actually, in terms of MTHFR, which we're going to talk about next in our next episode.
Yeah.
They have a B12 patch that has a bunch of B vitamins and they're all methylated. They're all.
So somebody like me could
yeah,
use that?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Isn't that good?
And you can use up to 3 patches at a time, right?
Right.
You can use
anywhere multiple for 8 hours, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to take a big gob of vitamins, which I don't.
You can just slap a bunch of patches.
Patches on you.
They do have a lot of different options on there. They have a multivitamin option, the PMS, they have the menopausal patches,
the B vitamins. Don't they have an energy one?
Yeah, well, the B12, I think the B12 is called B12 Energy.
Oh my gosh, I got to go order those. You know, I need the energy.
Yeah, and the glutathione, which is a big deal. That's a really helpful thing, that to have a glutathione patch, because, and I think their pricing is pretty good.
I think it is too. I looked at it and I thought it was reasonable.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so each package has 30 patches in it. So enough for a month's supply, one a day.
Okay, the menopausal one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at the ingredients?
Yeah, I don't know if I recall them off the top of my head. I know they had things like evening primrose oil.
Black cohosh. Vitamin K, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Was it all natural?
Mm-hmm.
So you like those. You can use those with, if you're on bioidentical. Can women who have had like ovarian or breast cancer or those kind of things, can they use them?
Yes, because there's no hormones in those.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it could really help with symptoms, especially in people who can't use hormones.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you an inflammation story real quick before we end?
Yeah.
Okay, when I had my first television deal with ABC and mm-hmm. Warner Brothers,
mm-hmm.
well, I was going out to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and this was my first big rodeo, and I was torn up. And let me just tell everybody in the audience, of course it didn't make it. You don't see me in a sitcom on ABC, but the writer strike hit. Long story. Paula Deen was going to play my mother. But going back before that, I had been doing CrossFit. We talked about me doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
I'm not against CrossFit. I'm just telling everybody, you know, it's intense. And so I got to where I couldn't feel one knee.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just squatting too much heavy weight.
Oh, gosh.
And thought I was a, you know, Olympic weightlifter. But I dug it. But I was squatting too much. I had to go to an orthopedic. He goes, you are in your 40s now. You cannot squat and lift 160 pounds while you're squatting. You just don't need to be doing it anymore. And that hurt my feelings so bad. But I had this big showcase, and ABC had not bought it yet. So the showcase was going to be in LA at the Laugh Factory, and NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, every big network was there. And Bauer was there to see just me.
Wow.
From Knoxville, Tennessee. Yes, explosive diarrhea, horror. So I go to Eddie's Health Shop, and I send, which we have Eddie's Health Shop here in Knoxville, who he's a genius.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's got all these supplements that you talk about and all these nifty things that he's got, and I love him. And I said, Eddie, I can't bend a knee, and I got to walk up a stair and get on stage, and what am I going to do? And I'm hysterical. And I, at the time, I mean, my Church of God pastor had called and prayed over me. I mean, I was hysterical. And I said, Eddie, I can't get up on that stage. I'm not going to be able to walk. And he goes, okay, because he's Eastern European, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and so nifty. And so he goes, take these anti-inflammatory, this product, and it was whole body. I think it's made by, you know me, I never know what I'm talking about. It started with a Z, whole body.
Zyflament?
It was the brand name, and
Zyflament?
Maybe.
It's for inflammation, yeah.
And it had turmeric in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I felt desperate, and I didn't know. So he goes, by the time you get to LA, you'll be fine. And I trusted Eddie, which I always have, and I always will. And I started taking those, and I'm telling you, I was fine by the time I got to LA, and I could get up and down on stage. My knee did not bother me anymore. Yeah. I did not take anything like a ibuprofen. I wasn't even taking any of that. I took this whole body anti-inflammatory, but it had turmeric in it.
Mm-hmm.
What else would it have had in it?
I'm pretty sure you're talking about Zyflamend, and it is a good product. It has turmeric, and I think it has an omega-3 fatty acid in it, and what else? It's a like olive leaf.
And you can get it on
extract.
Amazon too.
Yeah.
And they had a PM. So, yes, like, you can take a PM that probably has some kind of melatonin or something in it, and then you can take it.
Yeah.
And so,
Yeah, and actually, UT did a, University of Tennessee Medical Center did a study on Zyflamend and had real good outcomes on that particular product.
Oh.
So, it's good. It's a good product. That's Z-Y-F-L-A-M-E-N-D, Zyflamend. And turmeric is a very good supplement for inflammation, specifically curcumin, which is the real anti-inflammatory ingredient in turmeric.
Curcumin. Yeah, like you always see at Costco, that big bucket of
curcumin.
Yeah, that like a powder that you can, I don't know what in the world you're supposed to do with it. But it's a big, like if you're supposed to drink that, you know, with milk. Well,
you could put it in your smoothie or something.
Maybe. Yeah, but I do think that I started getting turmeric and doing chicken dishes and things with it and adding it when I could in soups because it's supposed to be so anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Which, you know, and then the next minute I'm eating something, a big hoagie. So with white bread. So I'm so wrong. I'm wrong.
The balance might not be exactly right.
I'm not
right.
in balance. I'm really not. You try so hard to help me, and I'm so ashamed. But anyway, non-compliant, but I'm trying to be compliant. Did you notice I was taking all of my – I told you I was doing my testosterone cream, my progesterone at night, my estrogen in the morning, estrogen at night, my L-methylfolate, my vitamin D. Hello. I'm up. I'm all up in it. I'm taking pills and creams and doing. Okay. Well, that's all of our time for
that
inflammation.
Is.
But inflammation's a booger.
Yeah.
Good luck out there. We may
have to talk about that some more in another episode.
Okay.
So much to talk about.
All right. I'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sweaty and pissed.